it's important to identify your triggers. But one of the things I think a lot of people get wrong is that they think the trigger is the cause of the behavior. He triggered me, so I yelled. That situation triggered me, so I left. This is wrong. Triggers don't make you do stuff. Between stimulus and response, there is a space to choose and a space to respond differently. So the whole goal of noticing triggers is so that you gain so much awareness that you have space to choose to change your impulsive behavior. We've identified some triggers. Now let's look at your thoughts. What were your thoughts that led to those feelings and led to those actions? It's really helpful to do this with a therapist. I understand that many of you can't access therapy. I do have a lot of videos on identifying unhelpful thinking patterns. Here's a couple examples. Blaming thoughts. These kids are always so rude. I had to yell to get their attention, right? You're putting responsibility on the kids for your actions. All or nothing thoughts. My day is ruined anyway, so why bother trying? I have so much debt already, there's no point in sticking to a budget. Catastrophizing thoughts. This is never going to get better. I might as well quit. Learning to catch those thoughts can be really helpful with replacing impulsive behaviors with healthier ones. You really can learn how to be less reactive. So as we reflect on our reactivity, we can start to explore what went wrong and what triggers led up to it and what thoughts fueled it.